The whole idea or the whole emphasis between farm diversification is to help to improve the increase the family farm income, and that's exactly what Francis and Deirdre Connolly has attempted in Ardara. So it's really a good fit for the leader programme.
In terms of the brief leader has, I mean, you're there effectively to support and facilitate community development, and this is something that's come right from the community, and this is something that's going to enhance the community and enhance what they have to offer in that part of southwest Donegal.
Absolutely, Donal. Listen, leader, as you'll probably know anyway yourself, leader's about the bottom-up approach, and it's all about communities and individuals coming up with ideas that will help improve their quality of life and also the quality of life for those rural areas like Ardara, like the Gap area, which is Ardara, Port Nguyen, and around the Killybegs area and Glenties as well. This project should really have a positive impact on the whole area. Like, you know, for example, it'll help to complement the other existing projects in the area, particularly the International Appalachian Trail, which Donegal Local Development Company and the leader here in Donegal is very much behind, along with the other lags, the other six councils right up through Northern Ireland. The project will starts in Larne in Northern Ireland, comes right through, crosses the border into Donegal at Kelly's Bridge, and will travel the whole way through Donegal town, Glenties, through Ardara as well, the town that this project's located in, on its way to Malmbeg. So this was a great opportunity for Ardara to improve the accommodation mainly in that particular area.
Now, sadly, last year and for much of this year, accommodation has been unusable because of COVID restrictions. And, you know, to get leader funding in 2019 and then be met by COVID in 2020 was going to be a challenge. But they're riding that challenge, as is the rest of the tourism sector. And hopefully the latter part of 2021 and into 2022, we'll see better times ahead for this and for other projects as well.
That's correct. Listen, the COVID has really delayed a lot of projects, but there has been some positives through it as well. Like, you know, and this particular project here, Francis and Deirdre, like, you know, they had the majority of the construction completed before the COVID set on, and Francis would do quite a lot of work himself. So I'd like to give them the space to get this particular project completed in time. So they're actually ready to go now, and I suppose they're just looking for the nod for the reopening of all the accommodation and all the facilities, hopefully in the next few months.